This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Ferguson Commission ceased to exist at the beginning of 2016, but before the 16-member panel dissolved, the commission laid the groundwork for a nonprofit group called Forward Through Ferguson. Its aim is to help others implement recommendations to bridge racial, social, and economic divides. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with Forward Through Ferguson's Nicole Hudson about the new group, and he started with a basic question.
What is Forward Through Ferguson?
So in its most tactical, Forward Through Ferguson is a Missouri nonprofit organized on December 29th, 2015, to carry on the functions and desires and sort of community trust that was built in the commission as it moves forward toward implementation.
So what are some of your main goals right now as an independent organization in the wake of the Ferguson Commission report coming out?
The number one is this idea of racial equity and what that means, why that's important, how it is something that centered itself in the report, and that is based in both data and also real personal experience, that is the thing that has sort of fallen through the cracks. It's the thing nobody wants to talk about. We made it the subtitle of the report intentionally so that we couldn't get around talking about it because it presented itself as such a core piece of the issues that we're dealing with as a region. So centering of racial equity is one. I'd say the second is being a resource for the over 30,000 volunteer hours that went into creating that report. So the report is not something that 16 commissioners went away and wrote in a room. It is the culmination of over 3,000 citizens, practitioners, service providers, researchers. It is our community policy document.
Yeah, I'm curious if you've gotten a lot of context from maybe some local school administrators, because a lot of the report involves getting at some of the issues that are found very early on in childhood education.
I would say that that's a really good example to illustrate how we as Forward Through Ferguson want to be catalysts and facilitators. Mm-hmm. And where there is good traction and where people are communicating, we want to shine a light on that and support it and point more people toward it, but definitely not take it on. Mm-hmm. So I would say in that case, I think the work happening with Ready by 21, some work happening in 24-1, mm-hmm. Normandy School Collaboratives, there's a lot of movement happening there. And those people are kind of naturally already engaged around tables.
Given that it's now been almost 18 months and the only thing that the legislature has done is the municipal court overhaul, which was, you know, gutted by a court. How much confidence do you have that the legislature will ever latch on to any of those things?
I think that is where this challenge really comes back to our third kind of reason for being, this idea of fertilizing the soil. Having more people armed with more information about why these things are necessary, who's impacted if they don't change, and understand the interworkings of the system enough to know where to apply pressure. There's a huge opportunity for more people to understand those steps and more people to take real participation in the process to move the levers and understand where the power is and put pressure so that things can change.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
There is plenty of work going on because we are constantly being pulled in multiple directions at all hours from people in this region who are doing this work and who are serious about doing it. So lest somebody tell you that the report is dusty on a shelf, it is definitely not.